Hey, what's up? This your boy DJ Fluff 313, and I am here with a special guest today. What's your name?
Javion.
Oh, snap. That's my literally my seed, my son, my second, my world, my everything. That's my boy right there. My son. Yeah. So, well, right now, we just wanted to come on here and basically we talk about something really, really quick. This is a very quick podcast, but it's just a couple ideas that you can do with your son or as a father or a mother or anybody else that you got your grandkids, your nieces, nephews, and stuff like that. Everybody appreciate this thing. One thing that we do and we make sure we do at least once or twice each summer and spring is called park jumping, park hopping, actually. We go to one park, spend the time for a half an hour, then we go to the next park. Well, how do you feel about that, Jaden?
I feel amazing about that.
Oh, you feel amazing about that. Exactly. So, I think, how many parks, what's the most parks we hit in one day?
I don't even know. Probably like a couple. Probably like, I would say, maybe four or three.
Three or four?
That we hit like... That we get hit once a day, basically.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Cause a lot of times we'll have a little bit of time, so we'll like, especially like a good Saturday, nobody doing nothing. After school on a Friday, we just came from a park, literally just one park, just one. Before it gets too cold, this is a perfect idea. And then afterwards, then y'all can go get some ice cream and everything else. Then drop your nieces and nephews or whatever back up to their family. And in my case, I drop Marcus and somebody else. I drop two of my nephews off and boom. You know what I'm saying? Boom. We back. We go get something to eat, some ice cream or something. Then bam, we back at the crib. Now, this is one of those things when you just want to spend some time. You don't got to spend too much money. It's just a little bit of money. You know how a lot of people say when I go out with my nieces and nephews or something like that, they think about only money. Like, I got to take them to wrestling. I got to take them to this. I got to take them to that. Do you think that'd be the case all the time?
Huh?
You think mostly you got to spend a whole bunch of money to have fun?
No.
Exactly. My son is straight, blunt, and straight to the point. he'll give you no extra on it, and that's what's up. That's him. Well, actually, a lot of times you can. It depends on who you are. If your money long, if your money strong, then put it on and walk around and No, I'm just joking. Okay, so basically... It's mostly your own preference. If your preference is your money long, you doing your thing, or you got some money that day, cool, take the kids out. Go get something to eat, whatever. Also, kids still love, like, the things I used to do back in the day as a kid. We used to go, let me tell you this. Look, so you know how all these kids go to Chuck E. Cheese and have all these crazy parties from 11 to 16. 11 to 16 back in my day, man, do you know what we used to do?
What?
Boy, we used to go to somebody's house and they'll grab the biggest pot they have and throw a gang of hot dogs in there. Bam! Hot dogs, chips, juices. And if they got a little money about themselves, they'd be like, hot dogs, chips, juice, and pizza. So now, mostly just in case it's not enough pizza, kids go ahead and grab them hot dogs, and all the grown-ups will grab the hot dog, and we'll run around literally playing pin the tail on a donkey, or we'll have it at a park and just be at the park. I guess that's why we go power hopping so much, because the fact is we used to go to like three or four of them parties a day, stomach full of hot dogs, like, oh my god, my stomach, like, and ice cream, cake and ice cream all day, and that used to be it. So you know what your stomach be like after cake and ice cream and random hot dogs all day?
It'd be horrible.
It'd be horrible. You know how much gas that is?
A lot.
You got pooping kids all in the back seat of your car. You got gas right now?
No.
You don't got gas right now?
No.
What you eat for lunch?
It was like this burrito with chicken in it.
A chicken burrito?
Kind of like. But not exactly a burrito. It was like a burrito, but with chicken and some lettuce.
That don't sound bad at all. That actually sound kind of good. Why? Did you bring some home?
There was only one.
It was only one. You need three of them.
I couldn't bring seconds, man. They wouldn't let me.
Two for you, one for me.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's real. Two, what, none? Nope. I don't think you like black people. That's what that is. That's all it is. Yes, it is. That's your only excuse. Like, I don't really like black people that much. Why you ain't email me one? Look, man, in the future, you're going to be allowed to email somebody a snack or two. You know what I'm saying? I just need you to get your practice on right now. Well, y'all, this is how we literally talk all day. I mess with my son all day with little witty jokes and stuff like that. But he catch on. He bust me back with a couple witty jokes, too. Right now, I just blatantly just jumped out and said, let's do a podcast, and we just started. So, yeah, it's been your boy, DJ Fluff 313. I am taking him to his... Where are you going right now?
My granny's house right now.
Oh, yeah, he's going over his grandparents' house. He's going to chill out. And your auntie has spaghetti for you. The auntie, they don't cook that much. But it's cool because they said that she can cook spaghetti, chicken, and what else? Lasagna, right?
Yo.
Lasagna, there you go. See, I got it right. I don't think I taste her lasagna, I don't think. But I think I taste her spaghetti. Or either I don't think I taste her spaghetti. I taste her lasagna. One of the two. But we're talking about food. It's making me hungry. So, you guys, I am probably doing another podcast very, very soon. Doing it from the car. I'm going to show you and let you hear the progress that I made on the book. Urban Arena is coming up very soon. February 20th. I want to get up a little bit more hype before it comes out. Actually, I'm working on it. I'm still tight fitting the screws and, you know what I'm saying, fixing it just a little bit more before it comes all the way out, and I can't do nothing about it. So, fixing it, making sure it's good. It is actually really, really good. My first novel and everything else. I will always have to thank my son for helping me with the kid books, but this book right here is definitely a winner. And what's crazy about it, I was actually working on like three books at one time. I would never do that again. Let me get this one out first, and then we're gonna keep it going. This is a series. So Urban Arena, the series, it's called Double Life Decisions, and it is good. I think it's the first of its kind. It's kind of really, really good. So without further ado, please follow your boy DJ Fluff 313. That's DJ Fluff like a pillow, you know what I'm saying? 313 on the back of it. If you check out my link tree, if you want to, everything's on there. It's so much easier. But also, find me on all platforms at DJ Fluff 313, except for TikTok. It's at DJ underscore Fluff 313. And thanks again. Say goodbye to the people, man.
Goodbye, man.
Oh, man. Well, we are at our destination. This has just been a short trip, random DJ Fluff show. This is it all day. We just wanted to give it a little quick 8 minutes, and you have a blessed day. Peace out. Hey, what's up? This your boy DJ Fluff 313, and I am here with a special guest today. What's your name?
Javion.
Oh, snap. That's my literally my seed, my son, my second, my world, my everything. That's my boy right there. My son. Yeah. So, well, right now we just wanted to come on here and basically we talk about something really, really quick. This is a very quick podcast, but it's just a couple ideas that you can do with your son, or as a father or a mother or anybody else, that you got your grandkids, your nieces, nephews, and stuff like that. Everybody appreciate this thing. One thing that we do, and we make sure we do at least once or twice each summer and spring, is called a thing called park hopping, actually. We go to one park, spend the time for a half an hour, then we go to the next park. Well, how do you feel about that, Jay? Oh, you feel amazing about that. Exactly. So, I think, how many parks, what's the most parks we hit in one day?
I don't even know, probably like a couple, probably like, I would say, maybe four or three.
Three or four?
That we get hit once a day, basically.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because a lot of times we'll have a little bit of time, so we'll, like, especially like a good Saturday, nobody doing nothing. After school on a Friday, we just came from a park, literally, just one park, just one. Before it gets too cold, this is a perfect idea. And then afterwards, then y'all can go get some ice cream and everything else. Then drop them, drop your nieces and nephews or whatever back off to their family. And my case, I drop Marcus and somebody else. I drop two of my nephews off, and boom, you know what I'm saying? Boom, we back. We go get something to eat, some ice cream or something. Then bam, we back at the crib. Now, this is one of those things when you just want to spend some time. You don't got to spend too much money. It's just a little bit of money. You know how a lot of people say when I go out with my nieces and nephews or something like that, they think about only money. Like, I got to take them to wrestling. I got to take them to this. I got to take them to that. Do you think that'd be the case all the time? Huh? You think mostly you got to spend a whole bunch of money to have fun?
No.
Exactly. My son is straight blunt and straight to the point. He'll give you no extra on it, and that's what's up. That's him. Well, actually, a lot of times you can. It depends on who you are. If your money long, if your money strong, then put it on and walk around and no, I'm just joking. Okay, so basically, it's mostly your own preference. If your preference is your money long, you doing your thing, or you got some money that day, cool, take the kids out. Go get something to eat, whatever. Also, kids still love, like, the things I used to do back in the day. As a kid, we used to go, let me tell you this. Look, so you know how all these kids go to Chuck E. Cheese and all have all these crazy parties from 11 to 16. 11 to 16 back in my day, man, do you know what we used to do?
What?
Boy, we used to go to somebody's house, and they'll grab the biggest pot they have and throw a gang of hot dogs in there. Bam! Hot dogs, chips, juices. And if they got a little money about themselves, they'd be like, hot dogs, chips, juice, and pizza. So now, mostly just in case it's not enough pizza, kids go ahead and grab them hot dogs. And all the grown-ups will grab the hot dog. And we'll run around, literally, playing pin the tail on a donkey, or we'll have it at a park and just be at the park. I guess that's why we go park hopping so much, because the fact is, we used to go to like 3 or 4 of them parties a day, stomach full of hot dogs, like, oh my God, my stomach, like, and ice cream, cake and ice cream all day. And that used to be it. So you know what your stomach be like after cake and ice cream and random hot dogs all day?
It'd be horrible.
It'd be horrible. You know how much gas that is?
A lot.
You got pooping kids all in the back seat of your car. You got gas right now?
No.
You don't got gas right now?
No.
What you eat for lunch?
It was like this burrito with chicken in it.
A chicken burrito?
Kind of like, but not exactly a burrito. It was like a burrito but with chicken and some lettuce.
That don't sound bad at all. That actually sound kind of good. Why did you bring some home?
It was only one.
You need 3 of them.
I couldn't bring seconds, man. They wouldn't let me.
2 for you, 1 for me.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's real. 2, what, none?
Nope.
I don't think you like black people. That's what that
uh-uh.
is. That's all it is. Yes, it is. That's your only excuse. Like, I don't really like black people that much. Why you email me one? Look, man, in the future, you're going to be allowed to email somebody a snack or two. You know what I'm saying? I just need you to get your practice on right now. Well, y'all, this is how we literally talk all day. I mess with my son all day with little witty jokes and stuff like that. But he catch on. He bust me back with a couple witty jokes, too. Right now, I just blatantly just jumped out and said, let's do a podcast, and we just started. So, yeah, it's been your boy, DJ Fluff 303. I am taking him to his... Where are you going right now?
My granny's house right now.
Oh, yeah, he's going over his grandparents' house. He's going to chill out. And your auntie has spaghetti for you. The auntie, they don't cook that much. But it's cool because they said that she can cook spaghetti, chicken, and what else? Lasagna, right?
Yo.
Lasagna, there you go. See, I got it right. I don't think I taste her lasagna, I don't think. But I think I taste her spaghetti. Or either I don't think I taste her spaghetti. I taste her lasagna. One of the two. But we're talking about food. It's making me hungry. So, you guys, I am probably doing another podcast very, very soon. Doing it from the car. I'm going to show you and let you hear the progress that I made on the book. Urban Arena is coming up very soon. February 20th. I want to get up a little bit more hype before it comes out. Actually, I'm working on it. I'm still tight fitting the screws and, you know what I'm saying, fixing it just a little bit more before it comes all the way out, and I can't do nothing about it. So, fixing it, making sure it's good. It is actually really, really good. My first novel and everything else. I will always have to thank my son for helping me with the kid books. But this book right here is definitely a winner. And what's crazy about it, I was actually working on like 3 books at one time. I would never do that again. Let me get this one out first, and then we're gonna keep it going. This is a series. So Urban Arena, the series, it's called Double Life Decisions, and it is good. I think it's the first of its kind. It's kind of really, really good. So without further ado, please follow your boy DJ Fluff 313. That's DJ Fluff like a pillow, you know what I'm saying? 313 on the back of it. If you check out my link tree, if you want to, everything's on there. It's so much easier. But also find me on all platforms at DJ Fluff 313, except for TikTok, it's at DJ underscore Fluff 313. And thanks again. Say goodbye to the people, man.
Goodbye, man.
Oh man. Well, we are at our destination. This has just been a short trip, random DJ Fluff show. This is it all day. We just wanted to give it a little quick 8 minutes, and you have a blessed day. Peace out.